This is the Nightly News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags. Discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, well, hello and good evening to those of you listening on our live streams from YouTube. And Rags didn't hear the playback. Sorry about that, Rags. That was my fault. All of you that listen to us on YouTube and Ustream and on TuneIn, and of course, all of you that download our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. And you can now find us on SoundCloud and we're on Spreaker. This is the Nightly News Podcast. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What?
Oh, well, you're cutting out there, Rags. All we heard was,
Speaking it normal.
There you are, there you are. Hey, folks, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by visiting youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Tonight, it's Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. So it's, I guess, night three of the curfew, or well, I guess it's night two of the curfew in Baltimore. Of course, there's protests taking place all across the country. We've got Houston in the mix. We've got New York City in the mix. Ferguson is also protesting, and I'm sure other cities, and probably L.A. is probably protesting. So, Rags, what stories do you have? I know you've posted some stories on disclosuremedia.net. Also, folks, don't forget to get our app. You can get our app at the Android store or Google store, whatever they call it these days. Just search for Disclosure Radio, and you can get our app there, and you can get some latest breaking news that we post. And also, you can listen to us live via the app, too. So, Rags, what have you been seeing out there with these latest protests?
Well, obviously, so far that we've seen right now has been in New York City. They marched down to Times Square. They tried to close the Holland Tunnel. Several arrests have been made so far in New York City. I don't think that's going to end well there tonight because obviously New York is so huge, and there is not a curfew there.
Right.
So, but there is mass police out, as you can see. There's been, you go to disclosuremedia.net, you can see that the police are arresting people in the crowd, and there's a lot of people around. I mean, well, it's New York City. It's, you know, it's jam-packed. So, so far I've seen there, I've seen some disturbances writing stuff in Denver because they haven't smoked enough weed yet. and, of course, last night was Oakland, Chicago, demonstrations, and, of course, L.A., Seattle. It's becoming the thing. You must go out and protest, and it's put in a book, and you know your friends all like it. It's like a glam thing. It's like being a Kardashian.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm seeing some of the stories posted on disclosuremedia.net, and the one, this one, where they're screaming, "The whole world's watching! The whole world's watching!"
Yeah, they.
And what were they saying in Ferguson? What were they chanting?
I could not something about I can't remember what they were chanting.
Something like bang bang is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I you know, and I couldn't make that out either. And somebody was on. It sounds like
fist bump bang bang. That's what it sounds like to me, folks. I don't know what exactly they're saying.
Yeah, that was, and it's of course. And apparently, there was some shooting there yesterday. So I don't know how related that is, but. I got a feeling as this night goes on, Baltimore has the curfew. Let's see what happens in other cities, especially when we get to Oakland. This night, of course, it's still daylight. I mean, it's here. It's only 8:04, especially, well, at least up here in the northwest. San Francisco, it's probably getting right now. So I think, and of course, last night, Chicago, like I said, all the other cities don't have curfews right now. Just Baltimore, so I think it's kind of stay attention to the news, watch disclosuremedia.net, see what we might post on breaking news out there, and just kind of go from there.
And, you know, what did you think about Major League Baseball made history today in their 124 years of playing baseball. They played a game without the public. What do you think about that? Some people, they really played it off on TV. They were like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, we need the police over here and over here. But then I heard what some person said. You know, one fan was like, they've got, you know, 2,000 freaking soldiers down there. They can spare enough police to do this event. So some people were upset about it not being going, not happening.
You know, one of the guys, I'm not sure who it was. It was hilarious.
And it ended, and the game ended really quick, too. They said the fans must really slow games down.
Well, how about the commercial and TV timeouts?
Oh, you know, I never thought about that. That's right. So, oh.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're just going at it. I think the maybe it was Colin Donata, the first baseman. He posted somebody posted a Vine pic of the first baseman as he caught a fly ball for the inning to end.
Yeah.
He threw the ball up in the stands, and as you see the ball go up in the stands, as the camera pans, it just hits an empty seat.
Oh.
Nobody is around. It was quite interesting.
Well, one baseball guy came out and he was acting like he was signing autographs and giving high fives to invisible fans in the stands and stuff right there. So it was hello? I don't know what's up with your connection, my connection, man, you are just cutting.
But you're gonna
hello?
I'm still talking.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude. It's really bad.
Yeah, but when you play it back on the recording, I'm still there.
Oh, so yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's on that end. Just when you play the recording, I'm talking. There's nothing here. I'm not anything.
So I'm coming through nice and clear to you. No,
you're clear.
No
cut
ups or anything?
Nope. You're coming very clear.
That's weird. What if this freaking computer? I don't know what it is. Anyway. It was just odd, and like I said, the game ended like 2 hours or 2.5 hours or something, and
it was.
Do you think they should have just had the public there? I mean, come on.
I think could do a lot to make it. Because one, it was a day game, you know. So why shouldn't any be any problems during the day for a day game? So and I guess that's what really strikes me odd, you know. And like you said, there's already how many National Guard troops there?
Yeah, there's 2,000 troops there. They've got plenty of. I think it's just bullshit. We've never had to do this in 120 something years, and sure there's worse things that have happened.
We could go CT and say that maybe there was a threat. That Homeland would not talk about.
It very well could have been. It just seems
because that's the only time you see it not for a live game. So, and that's what I'm saying is that I wonder if there was an actual threat. I mean, I understand at night, you know, there's some logistical things because just like it did Saturday night, because it's a little bit harder to defend given a night.
Well,
you
know, that's just like the threat that the gangs had come together and they were going to shoot all the cops. I heard that was a fake story that was put out as pretty much propaganda, if you really want to look at it, a way to put fear into folks, put fear into the police officers themselves, because the police officers hear that report, whether they know it's fake or not, you know, that has to make them be a little on edge.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, is I can't pull it up right now. Again, you know how my computer's acting. So, I mean, just because it's not my computer, it's very bad browser problems. And some kind of interesting things, I think, and I think it's over on Zero Hedge, if you can find it. It's called 12 Things That Cut Baltimore Monday Night. I mean, it seemed like everything was set for a stage for it to be a movie. And if you think about it, it was, right? I mean, just how to stand down, and then all of a sudden how all the fires took place, and then, you know, in the middle of the intersection and clear, good view of pictures. And, you know, it just seemed kind of real interesting.
I think I've seen that story.
And,
yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. Stand by.
As a thing. Is it 12? Yeah, 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that they don't want to ask.
Why are dozens of social media accounts that were linked to violence in Ferguson now trying to stir up violence in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And number two, who was behind the aggressive social media campaign to organize a, quote, purge that would start at the mall at precisely 3 p.m. on Monday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then there you had the, well, I just talked about this, that the gangs were going to be specifically targeting police officers on Monday. And
yeah.
Why weren't they prepared? On Tuesday, the captain of the Baltimore police tried to make us believe that they weren't prepared because they were only anticipating a confrontation with, quote, high schoolers.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's very interesting, and you know, and I'll lead in this other story real quick since it's a follow up because me and you talked about it last night, but now that we know the name, hold on a second, see if, hold on, is it? Are you gonna go for me here? Holy crud! I'm just having these browsers are just not. So where is Joseph Kent, Jay?
Who?
Joseph Kent.
Who's that?
He was that guy that was captured last night by the police and like looked like he was
kidnapped. The guy that was swooped up.
The guy that was swooped up.
Was he an antagonizer? Was he a PSYOP officer?
It's very interesting because, you know, after that, the social media erupted after the cameras captured. And it was so funny that CNN, the anchors, didn't even make a remark. Today they did. But last night, it's like, oh, like, no big deal that just, we just pull people off the streets like that.
But did you hear that they still have people locked up right now? Well, they haven't detained because, I guess they have 48 hours to charge them with something, but they can't actually charge them unless the actual officer that witnessed the crime, you know, has to come in and write a statement up.
Yep.
And they have to find that guy. You know, there's, you know, 3,000 whatever, troops, police officers there.
And there's also our process. So depending on the degree of the crime, there's a due process period also. His lawyer was on CNN tonight to talk. He says he should be released by tomorrow, they believe. He's in good spirits and stuff like that. But there's a couple things. The one thing about this is that Joseph Kent was also in Ferguson.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not sure if he's an agent provocateur. But that's why it seems so weird. Like, they picked him off the street to get him away from the public.
Well, that's just like the guy that stabbed the fire hose.
Yep. Just like the guy that stabbed
the fire hose. They've got his face now. You know, I guess, the cameras are everywhere. And there's actually, you know, because he was wearing that gas mask or whatever. But there is a picture out there without the gas mask. So it'd be interesting if he's charged with something.
Yeah, and it'd just be interesting. And Jay, if you wanted to, are you playing the video by chance? I gave you the video link to the YouTube for Joseph Kent.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'll get it up.
So everybody can see what we're talking about as he's just walking. He is not trying to attack people back up. He's saying to people disperse. He's telling the people to leave. You can hear all this very clearly. They went on CNN. In fact, I think got his lawyer on tonight and started to kind of make, let's see, what would be the term? Try to patch up, you know, any kind of relations they might have had because since one, they didn't comment about it.
All the media.
You playing?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You can play. Go ahead and play it.
For some reason, it started like halfway through the show. So let's, anyway, I want to be able to pop it up here for the folks to be able to see too. See, I'm never prepared for this. Never prepared.
That's okay.
It's all good. This is how we roll, folks.
But you know, the one thing about it is that now that CNN is trying to get his lawyers talked about, I mean, the lawyer covered everything, even if CNN agreed. He said nothing about the police. He did not say call the police names. All he said, he told people to disperse. He said people need to get out of the way. He said we all need to go home. And he said nothing derogatory. He had his hands in the air. It's just kind of interesting. It seemed like, I don't know if it was made for TV. the way he's walking around in this video. Are you able to play it yet, Jay?
Yep, here we go, folks.
Okay.
If you say 10 p.m., you mean 10 p.m. This is the first night that certainly everyone needs to get used to this rule being in place. But the police department has to enforce. I think they will enforce, but I think they're taking their time at this point.
I mean, technically, though, he could be arrested. I mean, he is past his curfew.
Again, with the world's eyes on them and how they're handling this.
So, Cedric, would you have done a curfew?
See, that's what the news media were pointing out, that these people were telling the news media to leave, and the news media is like, hey, this curfew's for you guys. You need to leave. What's going to happen when the curfew, and you're here telling people to leave, and in fact, that you need to be leaving? So
Certainly, everyone needs to get used to this rule being in place, but the police department has to enforce. I think they will enforce, but I think they're taking their time at this point, trying to do it in the most peaceful way possible, again, with the world's eyes on them and how they're handling this.
So, Cedric, would you have done a curfew? Do you think that's the right thing?
Well, you know, here's the thing, Don. There's no easy answer to that. Every community
here they come.
Is different.
About
we
to
go
swoop
back
in on them.
Right? And the
optics this is slick.
Ferguson were absolutely horrible after they impose a curfew. So
what it appears to me
that Baltimore is trying to do is
and
do something
he
a little
disappears,
different here.
Disappears, and he's into the crowd.
But of course, they know they got to get
Where'd
the mission
go?
Done.
Chris, I want to get back to you because, Chris, we saw the young man with his with the mask on and his hands up and then almost hit by that armored vehicle.
He wasn't almost hit.
Did you see that? What's going on?
He wasn't almost hit by that armored vehicle. They drove the vehicle up, and when it got close enough to create a wedge, they ran out and grabbed him, pinned him against that, and then arrested him. They must have perceived, rightly or wrongly, we don't know, but that he was part of this group that was throwing things at them. When he tried to come up the street the first time with his hands up, they were shooting the pepper bullets at him, and he ran back with this other group. He then reapproached again. They let him come. He came across. He told all the media, you need to disperse when, again, this curfew is not about us. It's about whoever was creating unrest last night. And then as he was walking back and forth, the Humvee came, and they used it as an opportunity, and he's being taken into custody right now, apparently.
Wow. So there you go. You know, I don't know. You can say maybe he, you know, that was their way of getting him back into the fold. Make it look
or
like...
Or just so they can re-give him a new mission.
Very well possible. You know,
I think they debriefed him, said, okay, now, Mr. Joseph, we're going to give you a new mission.
Hey, folks.
Are you willing to accept it?
The government has done this in the past, okay? They've admitted it. They
admit to it.
They have done this. They put people. They done it to the black, what was the group? Black Panthers? Was it the
Black Panthers?
Yeah. They infiltrated the Black Panthers, and they made it look like those guys were doing all kinds of things just so that they would be, you know, that the spotlight would be on them. And the same thing, I think, is probably happening here. They're taking advantage, people, provocateurs, whether it's the government or whether it's some outside foreign nation that's involved. Who knows? It's the rich folks.
Just the protest Wall Street people.
Yeah, same thing.
Crisis actors, get them there.
Yep, it's pretty scary.
I mean, people don't understand that. Remember, Jay, we showed you that ad. I mean, we could show people ads. If any of you don't understand what crisis actors are, just Google it. That do your research. Don't listen to us. Do your research. Google crisis actors.
They're out there.
And they are out there. They're for crisis. Who would need a crisis actor? Let me tell you something.
Hello?
Get this right. It's union. Hollywood's not going to need it. So these crisis actors, people, are for real. Get it, learn it, research it.
Yeah, don't take our word. Find this information is out there, folks. You can find it. We post a lot of information on our website. You can find a lot of information on disclosuremedia.net. Also, you know, there's just all kinds of ways to get information now, Rags. You know, it's just you don't have to take people's words for it anymore. You can look it up yourself.
No, I mean, you can almost type in your first, you can type in the word and part of the next word, and you're going to see that Google's already going to bring it up for you on what to finish it, because that's how many times it's already been researched anyways.
And don't take the first link you get either, you know.
Look
through it all. Look, check it all out. Don't just take the first two, three, four, five stories, because that's the thing about Google also. It can be manipulated. The search results can be manipulated.
Absolutely.
So,
and read the comments. Read the comments. And I mean, stay on a website. Read the comments. I mean, you'll see the different perspectives from other people as well. I mean, I spend a lot of time reading comments on all sorts of websites just so you can get other opinions to the subject matter at hand. Time for a break, Jay?
Yep, folks, we need to take a break. We'll be back here in just a short few minutes.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Back here from our little short break. So, Rags, have you seen this story about the Russian cargo ship plunging to the earth?
Yeah, I was going to finish off with. I think we should finish off with one more story before we move on. Just finish off with the Baltimore stuff.
Absolutely, go for it.
Did you want to? I mean, both of me and you had it. Whether you wanted to read it about the latest news that came out tonight.
You're talking about the the prisoners in the van thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me. Definitely. Let's bring that out. We should definitely finish that out.
Let's finish out all this Baltimore stuff.
So there's a report that a prisoner that was in the van with Freddie, I guess in this van, you know, there's two compartments. They're completely separated. They can't see each other or anything like that. In the van, the prisoner said that whatever happened to him, he was, quote, banging against the walls of the vehicle. And he believed that he was, quote, was intentionally trying to injure himself. The prisoner, who is currently in jail, was separated from Gray by a metal partition and could not see him. His statement is contained in an application for a search warrant, which is sealed by the court. The Post was given a document under the condition that the prisoner not be named because the person who provided it feared for the inmate's safety. That has to tell you something right there. The document, written by a Baltimore police investigator, offers the first glimpse of what might have happened inside the van. It is not clear whether any additional evidence backs up the prisoner's version, which is just one piece of a much larger probe. Gary was found unconscious in the wagon when it arrived at police station on April 12th. The 25-year-old had suffered a spinal injury and died a week later, which, of course, we've had the protests across Baltimore, capped by a riot on Monday in which hundreds of angry residents torched buildings, looted stores, and pelted police officers and firefighters with rocks. Police have said they do not know whether Gray was injured during the arrest or during his 30-minute ride in the van. Local police and the U.S. Justice Department both have launched investigations of Gary's death. So, you know, there was also a report that he had surgery. Did you see that report, Rags?
Yes, I did.
I don't know how.
2 weeks prior to this,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, and I guess he was involved in some type of a wreck, and he was getting a settlement for this wreck. I guess it's in court documents.
Because it's in court, and it's why everything's hush hush. Do you see that?
Well, that's just it brings back to the Mike Brown, you know, Michael. Mm-hmm. They didn't want that video released of him robbing the gas station.
Absolutely.
They were pissed when that was released. You know, that was a character assassination, though. It's just the facts. What do you call it, what you want. But they, of course, that went against their narrative that they were trying to push.
Yeah, and again, folks, we're not saying that there's not police brutality. We're not saying that.
Absolutely not. There's
we see it. We see it. We're just saying we need to make sure we always get all the facts. I mean, if you ever served on a jury, if you want justice, you cannot make a great decision without all the facts. And Jay, you're right, because you know what? Because if you're the insurance company with Freddie Gray, well, I mean, and he went and got his surgery, and he probably has the hospital bills. And of course, it's all kept hush hush because, of course, the insurance company's not going to say anything because there's not a settlement yet.
Right.
So that's why a lot of this seems just really kind of interesting. But also tonight on CNN, while me and you were within the last 45, well, about an hour now, CNN had an exclusive interview with one of the guards, one of the police officers' wives, who is African American, who backs up the story, who has never had any contact with the prisoner that drove in the van, who is quote unquote almost verbatim said exactly what that prisoner said. This is the wife of a, and this is the CNN just got tonight while we were talking. The,
Rags, does it just seem like someone's trying to start
a race war?
War?
A race war? You mean somebody's trying to start a war? You mean the?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody is trying to ignite.
It seems like the stories are coming out hot and heavy every month now. And that's not
because
to say.
Divided. It's like we're saying, Jay. It's like I was trying to tell my mom. It's like, you know, we cannot. I'm sick and I don't care about Republicans. I don't care about Democrats. I care about a united Americans, United States of America. Don't let them divide you because that's how they win. They're dividing.
Exactly
everybody.
What they're doing.
That's
and
exactly
it just seems like they're you know, these stories that, you know, some of them are legit. Police brutality, like the guy that shot the dude in the back.
In the, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolute clear case. But see, there was no riots
That was a clear case of just plain murder.
Clear.
Yeah.
And
clear.
No one rioted over that. The guy was immediately arrested. He's charged with murder. He was fired. But then you get in a case like this, and people go freaking crazy.
Without getting all the facts.
Yeah, no facts.
Yeah, it makes it very interesting that it is an African-American woman, who the wife, obviously, or, you know, of the, obviously, African officer. Where is there? There is. And not only that, and it's not about protecting the police, it's about how they've done their investigation and exactly what her husband had told the investigator. It went on to this. Here's the thing that is where it's going to come down to. It what I was listening to tonight. Apparently, he was not seatbelted, but he was hanging himself, you know, trying to get out, as we're talking about. He's throwing himself as a prisoner. So, I mean, he's literally just, you know, spazzing out, whatever, you know, just going ape crap inside there. They did stop the van and then reshackle him 30 minutes or after 20 minutes or something like that.
But you know, the video of them putting him in the van, it does look like he is lethargic. It looks like they're dragging him to. They said he walked to the van. He didn't walk to the van.
He didn't walk. No, and I agree.
That video, it just looks like he is not completely there.
No, I agree 100%.
So, and that's the only thing we really see. We don't see the cops. There's no video of the cops beating him up. Even though supposedly there's like 8 cameras within that area right there, you know, CT cameras, you know, closed circuit television. There's like 8 of them right there, and none of them caught anything supposedly. So I don't know, man. It's very odd. It does seem like someone wants a race war.
They want something. They want us divided. They want us divided. And I hope people listen. It's a matter of what side of last we all breathe the same air, have the same DNA.
That's correct, man. That's correct. Hey, folks, we need to take our break here. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back here shortly after this short news break from FPP Radio News. We'll be back here, folks, in 5 minutes. And if you're listening on the podcast, there'll be no break. We'll be back here in just 8 seconds. See you shortly.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
The truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
If you can't prove, there's no reason to prove. yourself something funky.
Yeah, now we got some funky rack.
Getting funky.
Ah, this coffee's great. Oh, all right, folks. So we're coming back here for our second half of the show. We got some more great topics to discuss here in this next segment. Also, folks, don't forget to download our Android app. If you have an Android device, you can find it at the Google Store. Just search for Disclosure Radio, and you can get our app there. And we post our latest news, and you get the live breaking news section there. And you can also listen to the radio that we broadcast, and some great
live radio. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's got some great shows on there. You can get the program list on our website at disclosuremedia.net, and you can see all the great programming that we have playing throughout the day. So let's get to the next topics here, and I briefly brought this up. Where's it at? Yeah, the out-of-the-control Russian cargo, man. It's a cargo ship, dude. It's, like, plunging to the earth.
I still didn't read anything on this yet, so, yeah, I want to hear more about it.
So, an unmanned Russian cargo spacecraft ferrying supplies to the International Space Station is plunging back to earth, and apparently out of control, an official told the AFP. It has started descending. And it has nowhere else to go, an official familiar with the situation said, on condition of a nominee speaking ahead of an official Russian space agency statement expected later in the day. Quote, it is clear that absolutely uncontrollable reactions have begun. The official said the descent likely marked the end of the Progress spacecraft's mission, although the Russian authorities were contacted again to make sure everything has been done to rescue it. Quote, we have scheduled two more communication sessions to soothe our conscience, said the official, adding it was hard to predict when exactly the vessel would fall back to Earth. That's just freaky. What if they shoot this thing down, Rags? This would be a perfect opportunity to shoot it down, right?
Well, it's not like they haven't done that once before.
Right, so what's, why are they just going to let this thing fall?
Well, it's not that big.
Hmm.
I don't think. I think most of it will burn up in the atmosphere, I thought.
It says it cannot be maneuvered. At some point, it will re-enter Earth's atmosphere and incinerate. But it could hit a plane. I mean, it could. I just don't.
They'll put out a TAM for all the pilots.
However, efforts. Let's see. Where was I? If that happens, it would be the second station cargo ship lost in the past 6 months. Yeah, we know when the U.S. Cargo ship at.
Now, and this was going to the space station, right?
Yep, ISS.
Well, what are they going to do with supplies? They're going to run out of supplies or what?
No, from what I understand, I think they had a year at least of supplies to, like, emergency supplies. So I don't know what exactly they're sending up. The item in shortest supply was food. they do have a shortage of things, I guess, this story here does say. The station, which is staffed by a rotating crew of 6 astronauts and cosmonauts, currently had enough food for more than 4 months, he said, adding that several other vehicles, including a SpaceX Dragon cargo ship, another Progress capsule, and a Japanese HTV freighter, were all due to launch over the next few months. So even Japanese people or folks are sending the station up there. And they've got enough fuel to last more than a year. What fuel do they run on up there? That's I didn't know they had fuel. They got fuel?
Well,
I guess they got their propulsion system that keeps them up there, right?
Yeah. Because once you're in orbit, because it's in orbit, so it's going to stay there for the most part. And
yeah, but don't they have to have, like, maneuver out of the way and shit?
Yeah. It's like almost an air compression. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of hydrogen fuel that's up there somehow.
Well, here the Russians said they're going to build their own space station. I think it was the Russians.
Well, that is the Russian space station, really.
Right now, it is. They're the only ones that can really get anybody there.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is theirs.
It is, really?
Yeah, it started out as theirs, yeah. Well, it's always been theirs. And then it became international, yes.
Ah, interesting. Learned something there today.
It's kind of interesting how, yeah, we'll see how they go there.
Let's see. Well, this I want to talk about this story here. This one kind of goes back to the... protest. There's a report that Walmart in Baltimore is refusing ammo sales. I guess a Walmart in Baltimore is refusing to sell ammo to customers in the aftermath of riots that swept the city this week, according to journalist Charles C. Johnson. Charles Johnson. So he, I guess, posted this on Twitter. He said, quote, "So this happened when my Baltimore-based cousin went to buy ammo at Walmart." This guy has written for the Wall Street Journal, and the Weekly Standard relates how his cousin, who lives in Baltimore, was turned away by Walmart during a bizarre exchange that suggests the retail giant has instituted a policy to remove ammunition from its shelves. Quote, "No ammo on the shelves. This is a store 30 minutes from downtown," wrote the individual, adding, "If you couldn't specifically ask for what you wanted, they refused to sell it to you." However, another customer who specifically asked for a certain type and amount of ammo was also turned away empty-handed. The Walmart employee told the individual that any ammo which wasn't visibly on store shelves was unavailable as a result of a, quote, policy that had been put in place. "I don't see any ammo on a shelf," said the customer, to which the Walmart employee responded, "Exactly." So what do you think, Rags? Is this an attempt to prevent folks from buying ammo, or do you think this is just, you know, I guess in the aftermath of the unrest in Ferguson, many gun stores reported friends buying sprees, so...
Yeah, no, I think it's just that. It's just, you know, the curfew was set in place, and Walmart can institute a policy that, you know, they can. They can institute that policy. They don't have to sell. They can pull it from the shelves.
Did you see that recent story with Walmart where a group of their shareholders was trying to change Walmart's policy as far as selling guns and stuff, and I guess they lost their case? It was a group of investors, and they wanted basically to have.
What's going to happen is that the other investors are going to say, "Okay, what is that profit margin to our store? It's a huge profit margin."
That's exactly what Walmart argued. It basically interferes with their business, and a federal judge agreed. So you guys can't do that. Even though you're shareholders and stuff, you don't get to tell the company what they get to sell, basically.
Well, and they can vote, but they're not going to vote because then they'd be losing profits. I mean, that's just the bottom line. If don't own the stock. You know, if that's how you are, then don't own the stock.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Let's see here. Do I got another one that I may want to read here quickly? You know, this one's kind of... This is a bizarre story. This one comes from InfoWars. There's also a video attached. I haven't watched the video. I'm not going to watch the video. I'm just sick of watching these execution videos. So I'm not even going to watch this one. If you want to watch it, go to InfoWars.com. They have it. I'm not going to watch it here. Anyway, it's supposedly a video of Ukrainian neo-Nazis. They nail a rebel fighter to a cross, and they burn him alive. The authenticity of the footage is yet to be confirmed, although it seems chillingly real on first viewing. The brutal murder was reportedly carried out by members of the Azeo Battalion, which was converted into a regiment last year, making it a de facto part of the Ukrainian army. The paramilitary group forms, quote, "the backbone of the forces fighting against the local self-defense militia advocating independence from Ukraine." Ukrainian nationalist volunteers have repeatedly been accused of carrying out, quote, ISIS-style war crimes during the conflict, including beheadings. The clip shows a hooded man kneeling in a field as five Ukrainian militants stand around him while one reads a statement. The militants then grab the victim, who is gagged, and place him down on a wooden cross. The man's arms are taped to the cross, and his hands are then nailed to the structure as he groans and withers in agony. The victim is then lifted up on the cross, which is planted in the ground before the militants light it a fire at the bottom. The video cuts off at the point that the fire reaches the man's feet and he begins to scream. The execution, which was reportedly carried out near the village, came from a message from Azeo fighters to pro-Russian rebels Quote, all the separatists, traitors of Ukraine, and militia fighters will be treated the same. Pro-separatist hackers Cybercrut, to whom the video was sent, responded by vowing that no Ukrainian army or militia fighter would be taken alive in the future. So, what do you think about this, Rags? Do we have the rise of the neo-Nazis now back?
No, I think Putin's going to put a stop to that in a heartbeat. He's already come out against ISIS for doing their stuff, so...
It says the Azov militants identify as neo-Nazis and routinely adorn their helmets and uniforms with Nazi SS logos and swastikas as seen in the images below. So, you know...
I don't think that's going to bode well in Europe. I'm sorry. I think that every European has had enough of Nazis, so... I think this is just, you know, just something that's out there.
Though, man, to nail someone to a cross and burn them alive. I mean, what?
Absolutely.
Why has it gotten so bad like that? Is it just because of the invention of the internet? They want to instill fear, and then they just like, what can we do to freak people out? Let's nail this guy to a cross and burn him alive. That's like the pilot over there that was torched to death in that cell. Remember that guy?
Yep. That was ISIS.
Speaking of ISIS, you got any ISIS out there?
No, I got no ISIS update tonight. Which is odd, but there's so much other stuff going on.
Yeah, that is. So what do you got on your lineup there? You got anything
else? Well, we got the headline story there on disclosuremedia.net if you guys want to pop over there. And it's actually it's interesting.
I saw this
interesting news
a little bit earlier. Yeah, go ahead.
Because people really think about this. U.S. economic growth is slowing, grinding to a halt. You can get this on the front page of disclosuremedia.net. As we see here, the U.S. economy ground nearly to a halt in the first 3 months of the year of this year, 2015, according to the government data released Wednesday morning, as exports plunged and severe winter weather helped keep consumers indoors. Now, of course, that's their speak.
Oh, yeah.
I like how they do that.
Bullshit.
The gross domestic product grew between January and March at an annualized rate of 0.2%. The U.S. Commerce Department said adding to the picture of the economy is breaking sharply after accelerating for much of last year. Yeah, whatever. It did not accelerate last year, folks. The pace fell well shy of the 1% mark anticipated by analysts and marked the weakest quarter in a year. The economy had expanded at a rate of 2.2% in the final 3 months of 2014 and at a rate of 2.4% for the year. Economists, employers, and policymakers now face the challenge of determining whether the slowdown is temporary or stemming mostly from an unusual snowy winter in the Northeast or a sign of broader problems. Hours after the fresh data was released by the Federal Reserve, it said that the winter slowdown was in part reflective of what they call transitory factors and that economic activity will expand at a moderate pace going forward.
Sure.
Yeah, tell that to Wall Street. Which I don't think so. I mean, I think when we're starting to look at this, I mean, we are seeing this, there is slow. We're starting to see slow. We already know that they're laying off people in the oil fields. You know, you're seeing all the reports they're laying everybody off in all the shale oil. Those have been making headlines for the last 2 weeks as oil has dropped. It'll be really interesting to see how well when we go from here forward. Obviously, we had big earnings last week from your big makers, Apple, blah, 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 whack, whack, whack. Of course, they're having problems now with their iWatch, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that report. That's not good.
So here's the thing what I loved in their report. They said, no, it's not due to lack of sales. They were quick to assert that. It's like, okay, so you want me to pay the same as a cell phone for a watch. And they think that, I mean, I don't think it's going to. I'm not saying that whatever their expectations of sales aren't going to be met, but I don't know if it's going to be a big driver.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, now, and I will give some other things to the weak GDP numbers. We know that the West Coast ports were in dispute. We know that some of the supply chain was broken up. We know there was winter weather. But China has slowed down. They are in a very rapidly descent. The world's economy is not doing well. People got to remember there is a whole world outside of the United States. You got to remember, people, do your research. Remember, we're about 330 million Americans. There's over 7 billion people on the planet. That means we represent less than 4% of the world's population.
We're chumps.
So
we're nothing compared to the
population.
Don't
get the idea. Not saying that we're going anywhere anytime soon or anything like that, but just always keep abreast aware of what's going on.
So, you know, I've got a story here, Rags, and it has with the Fed and the White House, and they failed to mention the D word. Do you know what the D word is there, folks? No, it's not that. There's a word that both the Federal Reserve and the White House didn't mention Wednesday that has played havoc with the U.S. economy this year. The dollar. So, Rags, you know, I wanted to ask you, and I'll read a little bit of this story first. But since the text of the Federal Open Market Committee statement, or the statement put out by the White House after the disappointing first quarter gross domestic product report, and you won't find any direct mentions of the strength of the greenback. Part of that is down to politics and the mantra that only the Treasurer speaks about the dollar, because without mentioning the dollar, the Fed pretty well describes what has happened. Inflation can continue to run below the committee's long-run objective, partly reflective earlier declines in energy prices and the increase in prices of non-energy imports, the Fed said. That doesn't sound like much, but look carefully at the back part of that sentence, the reference to, quote, decrease in prices of non-energy imports. That's another way to say that consumers and businesses can buy more stuff and services from abroad for less. And why is that? Because the dollar is up 26% against the euro over the last 32 weeks, and about 17 versus a broader set of currencies as measured by the Wall Street Journal Dollar Index. Now, the White House allusion to the dollar is even more subtle, written by Jason Furman, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. The White House statement does note that volumes of U.S. exports are sensitive to foreign GDP growth. This weak growth has, of course, helped the dollar to rise. So, what is really causing the dollar to just climb pretty high here over the last, 52 weeks?
Well, you've heard what I said before, Jay. Remember, I talked about this a long time ago. Well, not just a long time ago, but I almost talked about it every week in the financials. Remember, it's not about the stock market. It's about the Forex market, where all the world's currencies are traded. It is a gazillion times bigger than the stock market. And people keep forgetting that fact. It's just, and the world is flooded with U.S. dollars. Right now, the only economic growth, or I should say economic sustainability, has been the United States. Euro is in a plunge across the board. We know China has been receding, and a lot of the industrialized countries, Brazil, India, a lot of them have been in decline. So if they're in decline, as much as the U.S. dollar is out in place as the world's reserve currency, of course, that's where your flight to safety is. So that's why it's going to stay that much percentage points higher than everybody else.
Hmm.
So again, we're just going to have to keep watching forward. I look for more activity come the fall, in September, in October. That's going to be real till the tape. We might hear some rumblings in August, but let's start. I look toward December to start getting a better economic grasp of what's going on.
Someone says the real D word is deflation, not the dollar. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there has been deflation. I mean, there is deflation in a lot of different areas, without a doubt. But it's a matter of where we see that deflation. We're not in a so-called deflationary period as of yet. But we could be, like I said, I'm waiting until September before we make that call. There's not enough facts yet to say it suggests one way or the other. See, I'm not going to root and say, yeah, we're financial crisis, we're all in ruins. No, I don't.
It's depressing.
The sky is falling. No, not yet. I mean, we need to see some more data. But we are flat right now. So let's wait till September and we'll make a judgment there.
Well, I hear there's a comet coming out, an asteroid coming for us, like 2.5 miles. Did you read that story?
Yeah, everything points to September for some stuff. I don't know why that is.
I'd say it's
Jade Helm.
Jade Helm's coming, and asteroid's going to come, and we're going to blow it out of the sky at last moment.
You know, that's I got another effect. Speaking of Jade Helm, I got another story, last story here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Texas Ranger drops Jade Helm bombshell. Quote, unquote, he says, there are trains with shackles on them.
Oh.
This is from governmentslaves.info.
Governmentslaves.info? Wow, that's
Governmentslaves.info, people. They're actually, they're big. They're out there. From Max Lavo, the reports about the coming Jade Helm 15 operation across the Southwest continues to suggest that it is not merely a standard training exercise to prepare our military personnel for foreign engagement, as it has been suggested by officials. Now, you know, today the White House, Jay, did make a comment about this.
Oh, yeah.
About, remember the governor? Yep, the White House press secretary did make a comment.
About what the governor was doing?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Do you know what the comment was?
They said that the comment was, no, there's nothing out of the normal here. In fact, he actually joked with the reporters that he thought that the governor was a little over-anxious, as quote-unquote he said.
Oh.
So, you know, that was the only comment that came out of the White House of this. But as a letter sent to David Hodges at the Common Sense Show by a concerned Texas Ranger indicates that the government is preparing for a scenario similar to what has been described in William Fortune's recent novel, The Day of Wrath, in which ISIS terrorists cross the southern border of the United States and simultaneously attack soft targets across the nation. But the letter doesn't stop there. The Ranger, who has just kept his identity private for obvious reasons, and makes clear that the scope of Jade Helm is so secret that the intent is not completely clear, says that the JH-15 mission objectives may go much further than just preparing for terrorists. According to the law enforcement insider, there are trains moving throughout Texas, and some of them have been outfitted with shackles, presumably to transport prisoners of some sort. The claim adds further precedence to the report about a Jade Helm dissident roundups and arrests and widespread martial law and declarations following an emergency. He sheds lights on some of the Walmart store closings and suggests that at least maybe one might be utilized in a national security capacity. And of course, we also know of the with Jade Helm that we've seen the ad that they took out in Arizona for quote unquote volunteers to come out and be paid $14 an hour. Remember that? We covered that.
Crisis actors.
A couple weeks ago. Crisis actors, whatever you want to call them, to participate in the drill where they need to march up to 18 miles a day in all sorts of weather. So, interesting stuff here, folks. Interesting stuff.
Oh,
not saying that's completely true at all. Just it's if the governor of Texas got involved, now that the White House is making a comment on it, that this is just training, why are we training on our own people? It's interesting.
What are we training for? Just normal
what
training?
Are we training?
I mean, come
for?
On. We didn't always train this way.
No, we didn't.
So.
We're 10-1. We kick ass.
Yeah. Go America. Oh, Lord. Well, folks, we're coming down here to the bottom of our show here. We got less than a minute left. So just want to remind you folks to thank you for listening to us and downloading the podcast. We much appreciate it. Also watching us on YouTube live or watching the replay. Thanks for that. Don't forget you can download our app from the Google Play Store. Currently it's available for Android devices. So you can download it for free and listen to us live on the radio when we're live at 11 p.m., You can also listen to replays of the show and also other programming that we have on DisclosureMedia.net. So, again, folks, we'll be back again tomorrow at 11 p.m., and we'll have some more great news stories for you. So please join us. And thanks again for listening. This has been Disclosure Media Net. I'm Jason. Have a great night.
See ya.